Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, who was separated unto the gospel of God, a chapter from his epistle to Colossians. As you have therefore received Jesus Christ, the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of the principality and power. In him you are also circumcised, with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sin of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, and in which you also were raised with him through faith and working of God, who raised him from the dead, and you being dead in your trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped all the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it on the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it, so that no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but a substance of his Christ. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of the angel intruding into those things which he has not seen vainly, but by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joint and ligament, grows and increases, that is, form of God. Grace of God the Father be with you all of you.